Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey.
These are my confessions.
All right, I feel like you're going to have to let me explain this one. So, when I saw the P. Diddy news, I thought of Figgy.
No.
All right, man. I'm about to come in there and look you in your face as a man. Like, what you mean by that?
Again, you're going to have to let me explain.
You better get to explaining that.
Hurry up.
Here's the thing. I saw it, and I clicked on a couple things. There are so many things going in so many directions with him. I don't know what exactly, other than he's being, I guess, is it not charged? I mean, what?
Yeah, he's been indicted.
I thought, Figgy, you have to explain, because you have your pulse
what
on this.
What do that have to do with me?
Because I feel like you're the best at this. I was like, you know what? I don't understand everything going on. These allegations and the baby saying this about a party and all these weird party names and all that. I'm like, what is going on? What has he... I mean, I know he's been charged, but Figgy, you always have a good... It's a compliment is what it is.
He said they got your mans. You seen they got your mans?
Yeah, they got your mans on sexual assault charges.
You always have a good... Explain this whole thing to me.
Honestly, man, a lot of this stuff been going on for years, man.
Right?
Years and years. Everybody known about like the Diddy parties and the freak offs and all this other stuff,
and also about the ways in which Diddy kind of operates like a gangster,
That especially behind the scenes.
Yeah, I mean, we got news that he had tried to blow up
Kid Cudi's car.
Yeah, like
that. See all these things I'm seeing and on Twitter.
That's actually
like, what is he really? What's going on here?
Yeah, that's in the documentation. So yeah.
He's just a bad dude, man. A bad dude in Hollywood, and everything's starting to catch up now.
And he's going up the river, right? Probably.
Yeah, man.
It's looking like it. Yeah.
Feds put together a case that with incidents and stuff that dates back to 2008, right? So 18 years of kind of various levels of, I guess, evidence, for lack of a better term, that covers sex trafficking, racketeering. And so you get those two words
in great.
There.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, because I think the thing is, like, look, I'm not down with all of this at all with the freak offs and all that stuff. I think a lot of people in Hollywood do be having these type of parties, but when you start bringing in money with it and women,
I saw that too.
Stuff like that, that's when it becomes a serious charge.
And forcible sexual assault, right? Like all of that in there.
Well, that part I get. But like I saw like the money thing and the freak offs. I mean, I think the freak offs are probably self-explanatory. We don't need to go into detail on that.
How about the DA person that was bringing all of this up, bringing up the baby oil? Like he had like thousands of bottles of baby oil.
And I guess.
So you see why I was confused.
Yeah, to piggyback.
I don't know what this had to do with me. But.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I knew you'd have a pulse of it.
972. Why? You think he'd be doing that? That's crazy. 972 said Lopez trying to make P. Figgy a thing. That's crazy.
We had nothing in common.
Wild. But yeah, to piggyback off of that, like I kind of hate when things like this happen and folks are focused on the wrong thing. Like everybody's like making the jokes about the baby oil and stuff. And I'm like, guys,
it's a serious crime.
Bigger things are happening here.
His old girlfriend Cassie said this some years ago, man, and people still kind of making jokes about it. But that's the world we in, man.
Watch this.
I have to be very careful with the way I say this.
Okay.
as well. Not to the level of Lopez, though. We are not going to be claiming anybody has you know, similar situations to dudes that are going up for sex trafficking and racketeering. However, last week or maybe 2 weeks ago, Sean in one of these handoffs was asking about like sleep schedule. And I was like, it's pretty fine.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Actually, my confession is actually my sleep schedule is
You're
not.
Still messed up.
And the reason why I realized this, I was like, no, it's working all right. I always try and go home, put on the drive, catch up with Clint and Ron. Mm-hmm. One thing I realized is more often than not over the last few weeks, I have had naps come and catch me during the drive. And again, this is why I got to be careful. It's not because of the drive. It's because my body keeps telling me, oh, no, actually, you're tired, dude. You don't think you are, but you are. And so, yeah, my sleep schedule is actually not good enough. And it was not helped at all by the Astros game last night, which took me late.
Part of it is the West Coast. Those West Coast games just screw with you
so
much.
But I want to make sure to make it plain that it's not the Astros' fault. I've tried to go and do some work afterwards and those types of things, but it's been happening for more than just the Astros on the West Coast. I just have not figured out my sleep schedule, apparently.
Well, and when you start taking naps, it can be a good thing, because I'm with you. When I used to do mornings, especially, like, I would never plan a nap. I would nap whenever it hit me. But when you start doing that, then your whole night you stay up.
Yeah.
You know? And it messes you up even more.
So I'm going to have to try and get that thing back together. Quick, fast.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
It's in a hurry. Watch this.
These are my confessions. Man, I don't know. In the last segment, I don't know if y'all was looking over at me to see what I was doing. So one of my jobs is kind of tough because I'm like answering calls. I'm doing all type of different stuff. And somebody called. I'm like, you know, let me see what's going on.
Yeah.
And it was an older gentleman, and I think clearly he haven't listened to the station in some time, and you could kind of tell he kind of dating himself on some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But he was like, "Yeah, I got all of these old hats from the Rockets, the Astros, and all of the. I just don't know what to do with them.
What does that have to do with us?"
So I didn't even get to that part. I was just like, all right, cool.
I don't know. I'm sensing some free hats in my future.
That's what I was thinking. So I'm like, why don't you just bring them out to the station?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'll take them.
Mm-hmm.
He like, well, I ain't giving them away for free.
Oh, he was trying to do like a swap shop.
I have no idea what he was doing.
Yeah.
And so he went on to say, hey, I just don't know what to do with all this stuff. I'm like, why don't you have a garage sale or something? nah, I'm retired. I ain't doing all of that stuff.
Facebook Marketplace.
He just wanted to talk.
I have no idea. I guess so. I think he just wanted to talk. I get people like that once in a while. They just, I guess, kind of want to vent.
Yeah.
But I'm like, man, like, because I'm like, hey, just bring them up here. Yeah. He's just like, I ain't giving away for free. And then I'm just like, well, just.
What do you want me to do?
So at this point, I'm running out of answers. Yeah. I'm like, you know what? Just email me. Yeah. I was going to give him my email. Just email me. He's like, oh, I don't do that. I'm retired. I ain't got all of that.
You retire from email. I like that.
I'm just like, man. I'm like, all right, man. Hey, good talking to you,
thanks,
man.
Thanks for calling.
But I'm doing the show right
now. We are kind of
I got to talk to you later. But I got to confess, sometimes I kind of like getting those type of calls. They just call.
They're lonely.
Clearly, they had nobody else. I don't want to say nobody else to talk to.
But they're lonely.
You know what you're opening up now? People just going to be calling your line.
Yeah.
Expecting you to answer.
What should
talk
I do with this extra refrigerator we have?
So if you'd like to call the Figgy hotline, 573-572-4610.
He kind of had me excited a little. I'm like, okay, if you're just trying to give them away, just bring them up here. I go through them. I'm sure some people around here.
Some vintage hats?
Yeah. He said, cool. I ain't giving them away.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn. I'm like, how much you want for them? He's like, I don't know. I'm just like, man, what's going on?
Yeah. Watch this. My confessions. I really do believe in this full moon weirdness thing.
What full moon?
When people say, oh, the full moon, it's a full moon tonight. It was a full moon last night.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And in fact, it was a full moon and a partial eclipse, I think, and a harvest moon. It was all kinds of moons in one. But I think some people really do start to get weird. I think weird things happen on a full moon.
Okay.
I'm not real into that whole thing, you know, the mystical powers and all this other stuff. But case in point, Astros game, when I saw all the weird stuff happening in the Astros game.
You telling me that Jose Altuve took off his sock because of
people? 713-572-4610.
What they call it, retrograde?
Mercury in retrograde? Yeah.
Dude, like, it's a full moon. And I will say, you know, my wife is a school director. She says the kids are nuts on the days of a full moon. Like, maybe it's just, you know, you're trying to make it be real, but do you believe in that? Like, full moons make people act weird things happen. I'm a believer in that, and I'm not into that stuff generally speaking, but I saw Jose Altuve take his shoe off going barefoot, and the umpire's like doing all this weird stuff. I'm like, yeah, full moon.
I mean,
I think when weird stuff happen like that, it's safe to blame it on the full moon.
Maybe. I'm just telling you, that's my confession, and I think there's something to it.
All right, good for you. I don't, but also, like, far be it for me to tell you how to believe. What do I know, right? What I do know is that we got a little bit of breaking news.
Mm-hmm.
The Texans have placed backup tight end Brevin Jordan on IR, which begins to make sense as to why Irv Smith Jr., the tight end, was added to the practice mm-hmm. squad. And that is the roster spot which allows D'Angelo Ross to make the 53-man roster. So, you know, you were like, hey, D'Angelo Ross being signed to the roster. And I was kind of thinking, mm-hmm. all right, what's happening there? What's happening there is that you have Brevin Jordan going to the IR. So I guess what that then situation makes means that you probably get some more Cade Stover moving forward over the next
for sure.
Year.
Well, yeah. you were getting more anyway, but yes, even more. And tough break for Brevin Jordan. He just can't. I mean, every year it's something, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, he definitely had a good season thus far. He'd really been getting involved a lot. It seemed like the star was growing even more than it had. And unfortunately, he'll miss 4 weeks on IR as he's been placed on IR. Irv Smith Jr. is going to step in on the practice squad. And so we'll see how that continues to go. We talked a lot about the Texans being pretty damn healthy.
Mm-hmm.
You're starting to see, you know, just the natural attrition of football start to add into this. But there you go. If you didn't catch it, Brevin Jordan, tight end, backup tight end for your Texans, is indeed being placed on IR. So there you go. Some lunchtime confessions and, unfortunately, a little bit of bad breaking news when it comes to injuries with your Texans.
Got a lot of full moon believers as well on the text board.
Are you saying that it's the full moon that made Brevin Jordan?
Hey.
You see what you did?
Hey.
You see what you did? That's his fault. According to Cody Stutes, he does not seem Joe Mixon or Damian Pierce at practice.
Oh,
it's the full moon.
What did we talk about at noon?
Full moons.
All right, CJ.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right, CJ.
Yeah, because at that point, what are we talking about? We're talking about Cam Akers and Dare and British.
All right, CJ, this is your game.
Ooh, okay. Mm-hmm. Interesting. So We'll talk more about that as we continue. But coming up next, In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Which AFC South team scares you most, if at all? Let's parse through that next.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.